Now, in the previous audio, I gave you some assignments. I instructed you to write out what you wanted to accomplish. Then on to the next assignment. It was a follow-up to the first question. You had to write down what it was that was holding you back. In other words, write down your limiting belief. Then you needed to do some research to find out what it meant to have that fear. Then it was time for you to do some more research. You are to find some steps on how you can overcome your fear. The next thing that I asked you to do was to look for someone or watch someone or read about someone that had the same fear that you have right now. And you needed to make some notes as to what they did to overcome that fear. Finally, it was time for you to write a new story for yourself. So, that was a quick recap of what I've assigned for you to do so far. Now I'm going to share with you what I wrote down for myself to answer these questions so that I can overcome my fear of success. So, on to question one. What do you want? I want to live the freedom lifestyle and do what I love and be a blessing to the world. I wanted to spend quality time with my family and friends and travel the world. On to the next question. What's holding you back? What's your limiting beliefs? I have a fear of success. Step three. What does it mean to have a fear of success? Having a fear of success is when I tell myself subconsciously things like, maybe I really don't deserve success, or if I'm successful, people will judge me with a more critical eye, or if I'm successful, someone close to me will suffer. What I learned in my research about fear of success is that these thoughts hardly represent the truth, even though they held me back. I spent and focused so much of my energy on these negative thoughts that I was already beaten and defeated that I didn't have the courage to fight through it and do what I needed to do. On to the next question. How do I overcome it? There are five steps that I found in my research. Step one, identify your fears. I already did this, so I moved on to step two. Step two was to examine the evidence. What I had to do here was look at what fear of success was doing for me in my life. Then I needed to look at how my life would be better if I overcame this fear. Step three, change your story. It was time for me to change a story that I was telling myself because the current story just wasn't true. Step four, change your behavior. This is where I looked at the behaviors that reinforce my fear. For example, procrastination is a very familiar behavior that I use to avoid both failure and success. I needed to have the mentality that when I failed at something, I would try again to do something else to work towards producing the same goal. Step five, plan for success. For me, this step meant I needed to simplify the task that I had to do. I had to break through this fear. Instead of focusing on big tasks to start, it was a lot easier for me to break down the big tasks into smaller tasks. That seemed more workable for me. Then I would reward myself when I completed these small tasks. No matter how small it was, I still rewarded myself. So I'm going to stop right there and allow you to, by listening to what I wrote down for each question, for you to fill in or write down what you need to do for the fear that you have so that you can be progressing along. On the next video, I will move on to the next question that you had to answer so that we can continue working together. Remember, knowing is not enough. You have to be doing. Knowing plus doing equals results. Talk to you in the next audio.